Biden's DHS rewards sanctuary cities. NGOs with $290 million for resettling illegal aliens in U.S. by John Binder on June 13, 2023. President Joe Biden is rewarding sanctuary cities and non-governmental organizations. NGOs, with more than $290 million in taxpayer money for resettling border crossers and illegal aliens across the United States. Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is taking the millions in taxpayer money from the Shelter and Services Program, SSP, a federal initiative launched by the administration and funded by Congress. This week, DHS officials announced that more than $290 million from SSP had been rewarded to various towns and cities, many of which are sanctuary jurisdictions. Along with NGOs like Catholic Charities and United Way for helping resettle hundreds of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens across American communities after their release into the nation's interior. In total, 34 cities, towns, and NGOs are getting the millions in federal funds. Many of the cities are sanctuary jurisdictions. For example, San Diego County, California, a sanctuary jurisdiction, is set to secure more than $15 million in SSP funds, while the sanctuary city of Denver, Colorado, will receive more than $8.6 million. The sanctuary city of New York City is securing the largest amount of SSP funds, more than $104 million, to aid border crossers and illegal aliens, while the sanctuary city of Chicago has scored more than $10.5 million and the sanctuary state of Illinois will get nearly $19.4 million. The World Hunger Ecumenical Arizona Task Force, WEAT, an NGO based in Arizona, is set to get $15.5 million to help border crossers and illegal aliens across the state and Catholic Charities across California and Texas, will rake in more than $24 million in SSP funds. Last month, Reps. Jim Jordan, RO, and Lance Gooden, RTX, requested a full accounting by the Biden administration in regard to federal funds being rewarded to cities and NGOs that are aiding illegal immigration in the U.S. The surge of illegal immigration, fueled in part by NGOs like those on the Emergency Food and Shelter Program National Board, is unsustainable and unfair to law-abiding citizens and immigrants alike, Gooden said. Illegal immigration imposes an enormous burden on American taxpayers. Annually, the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. costs taxpayers more than $143 billion. That amount, though, does not include any of the social and economic costs, such as higher housing prices, depleted wages, lost jobs, increased crime, and strained public resources at hospitals and schools, associated with illegal immigration. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.